Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Last night in the Tarawih Salat, great portion of Surah Nisa was recited, which is in the last quarter of the first juz, the first para. And as ulama say that in the Surah, in Surah Fatiha, Ihdina Surah Al-Mustaqim, he asking Allah Ta'ala for guidance to the straight path. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, if you want guidance on the straight path, then stay away from the ways of the Jews, which comes in the first surah, the ways of the Christians, which comes in the second surah. And here, as our Hazrat mentioned, that the woman is a very great fitna also. So a person must be careful of woman. He must not become misguided by means of woman and be led in the wrong path, fulfill his desires in the haram way with woman, etc. So that Allah Ta'ala is correcting us regarding that. Other ulama say that in the first surah, Allah Ta'ala is making Islam of the Jews. Second one, Islam of the Christians. And in this surah, Allah Ta'ala is making Islam of the Arabs. Many of the wrong beliefs which they had, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is correcting them and is straightening them and showing them their mistakes and their errors. Especially in this surah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions a material regarding one's wealth and also regarding one's family members, children, especially orphans, widows. People generally are very negligent about these things. Ulama say that if a person in those things, he is careful in his food and in the family, then inshallah there will be a lot of barakat and blessings in a person's life. But on the other hand, if a person is eating haram firstly, then obviously in his family also, there won't be goodness in the family. There will be a lot of harm. A lot of barakat is taken out from the family in which haram is fed to the family members. Even though a person and similarly, the second thing is in the family lineage. Example, you've got waladu zina, illegitimate children, which unfortunately today throughout the world is found to a great extent, is even crept into our Muslim families. So these children, when they're growing up, their tarbiyat is not done in the best of ways, and then there isn't goodness in society because of this. There's too much of, the child doesn't grow up in a balanced society. It's a very unbalanced society. So here Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is making our Islam and reforming us regarding these matters. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala starts off saying, اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة. Fear Allah, your creator and sustainer who has created you. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has created for man his wife, Hazrat Hawa radiallahu anha, and Allah Ta'ala spread out in the world many, many men and women. So fear Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And fear Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala regarding your family matters, wal arham, and fear breaking of family ties. When a person, he must be fulfill the rights of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and fulfill the rights of creation. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about certain injustices which were given, done to the orphans, because normally they cannot fight for their rights. The widows also cannot fight for their rights. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, in inheritance especially, make sure you give them their wealth, or even while they are living, while they are alive, and while you've got all of their money. So make sure now you're giving them the money, whatever has to be given to them. And with your pure halal wealth, do not join it up with haram. Do not take all of their wealth and now you are joining it up. Many people, they won't rob a bank, or they won't maybe use interest money. But when it comes to inheritance, then they will usurp the wealth of other people. This is just exactly the same thing. It's completely haram. You're taking somebody else's share. People take the shares of their sisters, or they take the shares of the women folks generally, because they cannot fight for their rights. So Allah Ta'ala says this is completely incorrect. And some people used to get married to the orphan girls and oppress them. So Allah Ta'ala says, do not do so. If you want to get married to a woman, if you want 2, 3, 4, you can get married to how many you want to. And if you cannot be just amongst them, then get married to one woman. Get married to any other woman, but don't get married to this orphan woman and you oppress them. And give the woman their mehr when they are after getting married to them, to show their honor and respect. And if they want to, from their own side, they give a portion of it to you, then there's no problem. A person can eat from there. He can take benefit from it. So anyhow, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala here mentions about the masala also of polygamy. 2, 3, and 4, it's permissible for a person to get married. It's permissible to have one wife also. Unfortunately, many, even Muslim people, they've got a lot of objections against polygamy, whereas this is the institution of Islam. And to have any objections in one's heart, or to speak ill about it, or to make a mock of it, is dangerous for a person's iman. So a person has to be very careful when it comes to these matters. We hear somebody is getting married, a second wife, and people start making jokes and they start mocking at these things, etc. This is completely inappropriate and it's dangerous for a person's iman. Thereafter, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentioned in the time of the Arabs also, the name is to give the woman folk inheritance, wealth. To say, a person who can't ride a horse, who can't make jihad, what benefit is they giving in giving her inheritance money? So the name is to allow her. So Allah Ta'ala mentioned, no, this is completely incorrect. And in great detail, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentioned the masail of inheritance. Normally in the Quran Sharif, we find that Allah Ta'ala doesn't go into the details. example, Salat and Zakat, it comes in the Hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But there are some matters, for example, this Masala of inheritance, where even the Juz'iyah, the finer details, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentioned them in great detail. And maybe this ayat is normally, this ayat is regarded as difficult to recite it. A person gets a bit confused also when he's reciting it. Maybe there is ishara also, that people also find it very difficult to practice upon it. That's why also it's difficult to read it. The person forgets, he makes mistakes, mutashabiha, he gets confused. So unfortunately, many people get confused also in this masala and they do all wrong things. We should always ask a mufti. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions, those who eat the wealth of the orphan people out of oppression, إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. They're actually eating the fire in their stomachs. They're putting fire in their stomachs. Only you cannot see the effect of it now. On the day of Qiyamah, this will become apparent. And because they are doing that action of eating the fire, on the day of Qiyamah, they will enter into a blazing fire. They will be roasted in a blazing fire. So Allah Ta'ala mentions the law of inheritance here. And Allah says, these are the limits of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You follow and obey Allah and His Rasul, Allah will enter into Jannah. On the other hand, those who disobey Allah and His Rasul, and they exceed the bounds, Allah will enter them into the fire, in which they will remain forever and forever. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. For them is a very disgraceful punishment. So Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. We should be careful about this. This is the last amal which a person is doing when leaving this world. His inheritance, if it's written correctly, exactly how it must be given out, according to Shariat. And in today's time, we have to make sure everything is well documented and written, because unfortunately there are some people who will actually go to court and will fight and demand according to the laws of the country. We want so much of shares, and we feel the shares of Islam is unjust, unfair. So this is dangerous also for a person's iman. Thereafter, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions the evil quality of zina and the punishment which was given later on in the 17 or 18 para. We will do the punishment which is given there, where a person will be lashed 100 times, or a person will be stoned to death. But in the beginning portion of Islam, there was a different punishment for them, that you must lock the women folk in their houses until death eventually comes to them. Oh, Allah will make out another way for them. So that was the initial punishment. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, وَالَّذَانِ يَأْتِيَانِيَا مِنْكُمْ فَآذُهُمَا. Those who fulfill their desires amongst you people, two people. Some ulama say it means males and females, others say it means males only or females only. It's the evil action of homosexuality or lesbianism. Then Allah Ta'ala commands him to punish these people, causing taklif and difficulty. Different punishments the ulama have mentioned. According to some ulama, that person has been burnt to death because of the evil action he has done. Some ulama say a rock must be taken and flung on the person, he must be crushed to death. Some say he must be taken from a high hill and he must be thrown down, because this evil action is so evil and so filthy. Even the animals of the jungle do not do such an evil action, but human beings unfortunately are going to that level. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned one hadith, that when men go to men and women go to women, and all of these things happen, then you can expect earthquakes to take place. The whole system of the world, you've done an unnatural action. So unnatural actions, the effects will start taking place in the world. And now earthquakes will be taking place. You can expect qadaf, where things will be thrown down from the heavens, stones will be raining down upon people, and destruction will take place. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions to make tawbah. If a person has got some of these incorrect feelings, ideologies, a person must make tawbah, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will definitely forgive the tawbah of that person. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that if a person has to leave his wife for some reason, he mustn't take the mehr money away with her. Whatever gift he has given her, it is hers. He should leave it by her. He should not take it away. He took benefit from her. Now he's taking it away. This is completely incorrect. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions the masala of nikah. Who is that permissible for a person to get married to, and who can he get married to? This is mentioned in great, great detail. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions about the family life. But before that, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. According to some ulama, this means that what others Allah has given them, especially those things which are created, example, a person's beauty, looks, or a man wants to be a woman wants to be a man, do not desire these things. These are not within your control. So today, even many women want to become men, or they even undergo sex operations. And in the schools, it is taught nowadays that a person can be bisexual, or a person can be queer. He's not sure exactly what his idea, what is he, am I a male or female? So you must not tell your child what he is. When he grows up, he must decide for himself, I want to be a male or I want to be a female. So this is completely incorrect. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat makes ishara towards the day, that do not desire what Allah has given certain people over other people. Allah has given them, you whatever you want to, which is not within your control, you can't desire for the day. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for men, He also has got high rank for them. Whatever they earn, Allah will give them rewards for it. For women also, whatever they earn, Allah will give them the rewards for it. So you make an effort in whatever Allah has given you. If Allah has that made you handsome, now don't say, hey, why that person is handsome? You become jealous over that person. And in certain actions which Allah has given another person, which is within your capabilities, wasalullah min fadlihi, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make an effort in that line. For example, somebody got more money than you, then no problem, then you also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can make an effort to get that money. Don't make it the object of your life, but you can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in those matters where you cannot, which is an impossible thing, like do not make dua to Allah ta'ala, ya Allah, change me to a woman, etc. So this is completely incorrect. So this belief structure nowadays also, this LGBTQ, so one of them is this here, that a person can be, can change his sex, what you call transvestite or whatever, these all different names they've got, and all funny ideologies. Allah ta'ala protect and save us and save our iman from all of these things. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in any house, الرجال قوامون على النساء. Allah has made the man the amir of the house, the person in charge of the woman folk, for two reasons. One is Allah has given them that virtue, Allah has given them the rank automatically by Allah Ta'ala's hukam and permission. Allah Ta'ala knows exactly what's beneficial. And the second reason is because the men are spending of their wealth. When they spend, then the woman is dependent on the husband. When they, as long as there is this dependence, inshallah, she will stay tabi and she will be obedient to the husband. But the minute she gets the financial independence, and now she feels, I can do as I want to, I've got a degree, I don't need my husband, then automatically in that house there will be fight. A woman will not try to make the marriage work. She says, I don't need this person, I can make my own. Whereas in the past, a woman used to stay in the houses, they went through some difficulties, eventually they would, the nikah would take place, the family life would continue. But today, because of financial independence of the woman folk, now the man doesn't have that virtue. Outwardly, he doesn't have that control over the woman folk. So unfortunately, then the woman now, small things also, they want a divorce. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions two beautiful qualities in women. For salihah, the pious women are those who are qanitatun, obedient to their husbands. And hafidatu lil ghaybi bima hafidallah. Whatever is in hidden, they are protecting of it. Example, if the husband is gone away, they will make hifazat, they will look after his protection, they will look after their izzat and their honor, they will look after his wealth when he is up for their present. If they are fighting between husband and wife, then the first thing the husband must do is give nasihat and advice to the wife. Second thing, if she is not prepared to accept, then he must show his anger and sleep in another room, stay away from her, the marital bed. And number three, if still too she is not prepared to accept, wadribuhun, Quran has given permission, very light beating, taking a miswak stick, without leaving any marks on the body, just to break the pride in the woman. One, two shops, ghayra mubarrahin, it mustn't cause any harm to that woman. But to slap a woman on the face is completely haram. You can't even slap an animal on the face, and hitting her on the head, which is a place of honor and respect in a woman, this is not permissible. But if you want to shot, now a person gives her, just to break that arrogance within herself. So Islam has given permission till there. And even then, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, these are not the best of people. If a person even has to beat his wife, the best is to have that akhlaq in character, a person has to overlook. Because Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيًّا كَبِيرًا. Allah has full authority over you. Allah is far, far greater. So you have to be more careful. Don't think, I've got authority, I can do as I want to. Then eventually, if they can't find any solution, if you fear there will be a fight amongst you people, get one person from his family and one person from her family. If they both want to make the marriage work, Allah will give them tawfiq, Allah will give them that love and unity amongst themselves. Allah knows exactly well why He has given this command. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions there are many, many other rights Allah has given. Fulfill the rights of Allah ta'ala and the rights of human beings like our parents, family members, the orphans, the poor people, all our neighbors living close by, far away, person who is next to you, whether you're sitting in a bus, you're in work, the person who is next to a person, the traveler, our slaves also, and workers in our homes, all of them, they have got rights, and a person has learned how to fulfill the rights. As we have read in the Mu'asharat Kitab, that we are, the whole world today is fighting to, demanding my rights, whereas our deen has taught us to fulfill the rights of others, because on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will ask us, that did you fulfill so and so person's rights? Allah will not ask you whether did that person fulfill your rights. So we have to learn how to fulfill the rights of other people and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our rights. The more we will fulfill the rights of others, Allah will ensure that our rights will also become fulfilled. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the importance of wudu also and tayammum. The great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person cannot make wudu, then a person can make tayammum. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions about amanat and trustworthiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you that you must fulfill amanat and trust by the people, whoever they are deserving of it. Somebody has given you money, whatever amanat a person has given you, to fulfill that amanat. And this is a quality, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when Qiyamah comes close, إِذَا وُسِدَ الْأَمْرُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِ أَهْلِهِ فَانْتَذِرِ السَّاعَةِ. when the matters are handed to people who are not worthy of it, deserving of it, then wait for the day of Qiyamah. But now, there's no amount of dadil generally left in people. Every one of us has to look into our lives. That, for example, a person is working in a madrasa, or a person is working in a company, amanat. The time is also an amanat. The goods which are there also an amanat. I cannot utilize it for my own benefit. And a person has to be very careful in these matters, especially when it comes to madrasas, when it comes to masajid, when it comes to all places where people have given money. Our buzrugs mentioned, as Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, says, I have got great fear for this. If you steal somebody else's money, you can always ask him for maaf. But they say when you steal money from a madrasa, you steal money from a public place, how are you going to ask a person for maaf? You do not know how many hundreds of people have put their money in there. And you say the matter is very, very dangerous, very harmful. And Hazrat says, I've seen many people how in their life they suffered and they went through great difficulties. When they had taken the money, you served the money, misappropriated the money. What and what problems it led to in their lives. Allah protect and save us from this year. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one incident in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where some people came to make a decision by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He, after passing judgment, the one outwardly a Muslim, but he was a munafiq, he wasn't happy. And he knew Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu doesn't like Jews. So he took that Jewish person to Umar radiallahu anhu to make a decision again. When Umar radiallahu anhu heard that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already passed decision, and this man is coming back and asking again to change the decision, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu became very angry. He went in the room, he brought a sword, and he cut off that person's head, and he killed that person. The munafiqs and the hypocrites started making a big noise about it, that how can you do such a thing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent on many ayats of the Quran Sharif to show that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's decision was right, that person had become a murtad by openly defying the law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given a certain hukam and law, and now you go completely against it there, openly. So this is a person becomes a murtad, he falls out of the fold of Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ. You can never ever, Allah ta'ala takes a qasam. You cannot have iman, hatta yuhakimuka, until we make Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the judge in all the matters in which we are disputing, in all our family matters, problems we are having, we have to make him the judge. Then, ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ. Whatever you desire, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they mustn't find any tangi, tightness, feeling upset of anything what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decides. وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا, and they must hand over the matters completely to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They must be completely happy that this is the decision of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's also in today's time, many people will go to court regarding inheritance, regarding divorce matters, and they will ask the judge to make a decision there, and they will go against the Islamic law. That also is very dangerous for a person's iman. In other places in the Quran, Allah clearly explains, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. These people are kafir, they have left the fold of Islam. And Allah's judgment is there. And then we take any other judgment besides the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here also we should be very careful. Find out go to the muftis, ask them the masala. And this is the decision of Allah ta'ala. Allah will put barakat and blessings in this decision. Even if I have to undergo some financial loss, I don't get some benefit like that there. But I have to obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I cannot usurp the wealth of somebody else. They also, many of our women folk, we have to teach them and encourage them also at home. Always follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't worry about some worldly benefits. It's for a short while, but you'll destroy your whole life of akhirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about jihad in great detail. And wherever a person will be, remember death will come to a person. So don't think a person is able to run away from death. Shaitan only makes a person frightened. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever good comes to a person, remember it is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. Whatever evil comes to a person, attribute it towards yourself. Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah used to always say this ayat here, and he used to always say that whenever a person, any goodness comes to a person, immediately attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah. And whenever evil a person sees within himself, or some problems come, he attributes it to ourselves. It's my khabasat, my evil, my fault, my dirt, because of my wrongdoing. So he attributes all evil towards ourselves, and all goodness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though in reality, everything Allah ta'ala says, قُلْ كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reality. But for ourselves, we must attribute good to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attribute evil towards ourselves. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about when matters come to a person, then we shouldn't just spread out the matters, but we must find out the exact sources in the matters of jihad, etc. Go back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the people in charge, and then find out exactly, make tahqeeq, investigate the matter. Did this actually happen or it didn't happen before a person spreads it out? Kafabil mari kadiban ayyuhaditha bi kulli ma sami'a. It is sufficient to brand a person as a liar, that whatever he hears, immediately he starts speaking about it, he starts spreading it out. Today with the WhatsApp messages sending out, what and what things come out, person just sees a message, immediately he sends it out, verify things before spreading it. Even sometimes the janazas, big mistakes happen, wrong person's name is sent out, you know, everybody is crying, parashan, somebody else passed away, it wasn't that person. So we should verify all our matters. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about murder and the great punishment of killing a Muslim person. Even mistakenly you kill a Muslim person, there is severe retribution. A person has to give fidya and he must fast for 2 months continuously, and then a person has to give kafar, he also has to give diyat, 100 camels, blood money has to give, mistakenly killing somebody. And if purposely a person is killed, then the punishment is much, much more severe, which Allah Ta'ala has mentioned here. The masail of hijrat I mentioned here, the great virtue of going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leaving your homes, and leaving it, especially in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was farz-e-ayn for a person to leave his house. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a person who comes out of his house, going to making hijrah towards Allah and his Rasul, and death comes to him, he will definitely get his reward by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Amir rahmatullahi alayhi writes in Bayan al-Quran, similarly a person who is on the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made that intention and he passed away, then inshallah he will get that maqam and status by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person has to just continue making an effort in that line, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow a person. Coming to the end of the last quarter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one action of shaitan, that he brings a person onto shirk, and one other evil quality is, وَلَأُذِلَّنَّهُمْ شَيْطَانَ تُكَ قَسْتَمَا وَالْمَزْقَيَ people, and I will give them false hopes, and I will command them that these people will eventually try and change the way Allah Ta'ala created man, the form of man. As we mentioned earlier, a man wants to become a woman wants to become a man. The shaitan took a qasam, and he said, I will make man and woman change their features. Or today many people go for plastic surgery, they're not happy with their features. They don't make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their features. Everyone is looking at somebody else, and especially because of the media, we're looking and thinking this person is more handsome. Woman also, she feels very insecure all the time. That my weight is not right, my body is not right, my looks are not right, because they are looking at other people and looking at the magazines, etc. So now shaitan wants them to change also how they look. So now they'll change their face. My face is not right, my legs are not right, my hands are not right, I must use this kind of cream. So a person has to like change his whole body, my hair color is not right. So shaitan took a custom and he'll make people change how the way Allah Ta'ala created them. So we should be very careful about this. Ulama say included in here, for example, a person plucking his eyebrows, a man removing his beard, all of this comes in there. فَلَيُخَيْرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ, woman cutting her hair, making her hair short. And there are certain things which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has commanded us, for example, remove the mustache, etc. Those things a person should do just according to fitrat. But whatever is against our deen, is against fitrat, is against the nature of man. So we should never ever go towards that line. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever takes shaitan as his friend, leaving aside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَقَدْ خَسِرَ خُسْرَانَ مُبِينَ, an open loss that person goes through. Shaitan, he promises people and he gives them false hopes. But the only promises which shaitan is giving to people is ghurur, is deception, is a lie. I'll have a happy life if I follow this year, if I do this year. It's all a deception. أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ, the final result is Jahannam, and they won't find any way out of Jahannam. But on the other hand, those who have iman and do good actions, in this world also Allah will make them happy, and in akhirat Allah will give jannah for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those people.